Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Sredo 15.10. je običajno sredi tedensko turobnost večernih ur na Metelkovi v klubu Channel Zero razbil dogodek Ignor Uh, ki ga organizira DIY neuradna neodvisna umetniška zadruga Ignor. Namen izrednega dogodka sta bili predstavitev in promocija avtorja Jakea Bauerja ter njegove knjige Big Pull Uh, ki nam jo je, če se lahko pohvalimo, z veseljem podpisal. Bauer seveda ni naključen mimoidoči ameriški turist, ki bi ga pocukali za rokav, temveč je letošnji prejemnik ameriške nagrade Tomaža Šalamuna za najboljši chapbook, s katero si je prislužil rezidenco v Sloveniji. O čem govorijo pesmi v Bauerjevem chapbooku? Kako se te prevedejo v formo, če sploh se? Z nami je spregovoril Bauer sam.
So a lot of the poems are kind of like little stories, I guess. And they oftentimes tell stories of characters that I guess I've invented in my head. They're not real people, they're just the characters that I needed to create the moments that I wanted to write about. So everyday things happen in the poems, but I think that they encourage you, and they encouraged me while I was writing it, to think about all of the possibilities of things that can happen in this world, the different combinations of very normal events, and the way when you set them next to each other, everything feels strange, but not impossible. That's kind of the sweet spot that I want to hit in my poems. I want things to feel strange, but never impossible. You know, you'll never see a ghost or an alien or something like that in my poems, but hopefully you feel the whole time like you're not totally in this world that we live in every day when you're reading my poems. Yeah, they are just standard free verse, but everyone kind of finds its own form that it needs to tell the poem. A lot of times it's a single, long, skinny block, but how skinny it is, how long it is, that changes based on the poem, but I don't really think that the content and the form go together. What's important to me is the music and how the line breaks are propelling the music forward in the poem. So it's almost like they're working side by side. Hopefully the form is pulling you through the poem while the story is equally intriguing you, I guess.
Bauerjev opus pred nadgrajenim delom seveda obsega še en chapbook, Idaho Falls, ki ga je ustvaril v sodelovanju s soavtorjem Mikejem Harvijem. Kako to, da za svoje pesmi izbira formo chapbooka, ki je pogosto za voljo pomankanja denarja skrajšana oblika pesniške zbirke?
The first book was written collaboratively with another poet, and we just didn't write enough poems for a full book. We only wrote enough for a chapbook, so it was a chapbook. And we lived together when we wrote most of the poems, and then he moved away, and then I moved away, so we never wrote any more. And then this chapbook that I won with, actually, I made it for this prize specifically. I didn't have the chapbook before that, but I really wanted to win this prize. And actually, that same poet who I wrote the first book collaboratively with, I sent him all my poems and I said, make me a chapbook out of these. And he did. So in large part, I have him to thank for winning the contest, because he picked out all of the right poems and put them in an order. And all I did was send them in, pretty much. So both of them were just kind of created, not because I was looking for a chapbook, but because I needed a chapbook, or a chapbook was what I had at the moment, under the right circumstances.
Ker je Jake omenil, da je chapbook ustvaril posebej za nagrado Tomaža Šalamuna, saj jo je res želel dobiti, smo ga vprašali, kakšen pomen ima nagrada zanj v Ameriki. Koliko ljudi se sploh prijavi za nagrado poimenovano po našem pesniku? Gre za Šalamunovo pesniško ime, možnost potovanja ali kaj drugega?
Yeah, so I just learned yesterday, actually, that it sounds like about 300 people apply for this award every year. I wanted to win because it felt like the stars kind of aligned at that moment. I really, really look up to Shalamon, so that was a big reason that I wanted to do it. And I really wanted to get this residency, so kind of the whole thing seemed like a perfect opportunity. There's nothing really like this in the United States. It's very hard to get residencies in Europe from the United States. You really have to search for them. There aren't American contests that lead to overseas residencies. So it's kind of unique in that way.
Kaj pa mu predstavlja rezidenca v Sloveniji in še več, rezidenca nad osebno knjižnico Tomaža Šalamuna samega.
In the American poetry scene, Shalamon is looked up to as like one of the kind of leaders of imaginative poetry, which is something that I'm writing kind of in that trend. So it felt special to come here to, I mean, of course he didn't write all of his poems here, but there's something about this place that, you know, created him and his mind and the way that he put words on the page, and that felt special to come here. But yeah, there's something special, I think, particularly about kind of going abroad and separating from everything that you know. I mean, even when I go outside, I don't understand a single word that anybody says, and there's something kind of amazing about that. It really lets you focus on language. When I see two people having a conversation, I was just thinking about this in the park yesterday, they're probably just talking about something so boring, you know, probably they're just talking about if they fed the dog or whatever. But for me, because I can't hear them, they could be saying anything.
Za konec smo Bauerja povprašali še o pri nas večno aktualni temi financiranju umetnosti. Se lahko umetnik oziroma pesnik v Ameriki, deželi prihodnosti, preživlja s svojo umetnostjo?
No, you definitely can't make a living being an artist, unless you're an incredibly famous artist. But no, I don't think there's a single poet in America who's making a living off of just their poetry. Maybe the best you can do is be a professor and teach the art that you make, but there's no government assistance, there's no public assistance for being an artist. It's extremely limited. It's not enough that you could ever live off of. So yeah, most people work a job totally disconnected from their art, and they make their art when they can in their free time because it's that important to them.
Pogovarjal se je Lenart.